Well, hi, everybody. Pat Powers here talking with Paul Shane from the Almost Home shelter there in Fort Dodge. We're getting set for a big night coming up this Saturday evening. It's the time again for the annual Fur Ball. And, Paul, a very good day to you, sir.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Absolutely. So let's find out about what's all taking place coming up on Saturday night. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the annual Fur Ball, so people are coming out for some good food from Amigos. We have silent auction, live auction. We have live entertainment, the Maurice Jewels Experience. We'll have strolling magic, arts in action, and two different canine demonstrations, one by the police department and one by our own animal trainer.
And this is helping out a very worthwhile cause there, Paul.
Yes. So it costs about $40,000 a month to run the shelter, and we turned 40 this year, and we are at the darkest financial times that we face.
Well, that is quite a milestone there, 40 years for the Almost Home shelter there in Fort Dodge. How did it go at the beginning there, Paul? What was it like when it first started back in 1984?
You know, I don't know much about it.
Okay, understand.
I've only been here for 5 months, but I understand it started in a small building in West Fort Dodge with a bunch of volunteers. That's all I can kind of remember from the archives.
How did the event go last year for the Fur Ball?
It went well. It raised about $32,000, which is not enough to pay for 1 month's expense. I think there's a myth here in this community that because it's the only like major fundraiser that we do, that it carries the organization through the year. And in reality, it's never paid for 1 month. That's our goal this year, is $40,000. We've already raised $23,000 in sponsorship.
Well, that's not bad so far, but the more the merrier right there for some more funding to help out.
Yeah, I mean, we're hoping to make it like $18,000 the night of. We got some really exciting silent auction items that have been sourced from throughout the country. And we have a lot of different ways that people at any price point can support what we do.
All right. Also, there's something called the 2020 campaign. Is that correct there, Paul?
Yeah, so really what we need is for people to just sign up for a reoccurring $20 donation a month. Once we get 2,000 people that are doing that, that'll pay for our monthly operational costs and give us a breath to plan for sustainability, but at the same time, to be able to really evaluate the community and expand to meet the needs. So, for instance, there isn't a low or no-cost spay and neuter program here, and there really needs to be.
So they can just inquire by contacting the Almost Home Center. They're in Fort Dodge, located not far from Perkins. How has ticket sales been for this so far?
Ticket sales have been really good. Just this last week, they've been very, very good. And, I mean, tickets are available everywhere. Hy-Vee in both Fort Dodge and Humboldt at our center, at the Ford dealership where the event is taking place, mm-hmm. at the Mirror Image Salon, and at Cookies and More, in Fort Dodge. So a lot of people have tickets. So you can either buy them on the website at almosthomeiowa.org, or you can just walk into any of those, like, seven places. You know, $20 for adults, $10 for kids under 18, and there'll be 25 at the door.
All right. Hopefully you can get a full house coming up this Saturday night, and that runs in from 6 until 10 at the Fort Dodge Ford Lincoln Toyota Center there in Fort Dodge, right there on 5th Avenue South. How can people get more information on this, Paul?
We have the general information up on the website. You can buy tickets from the website. You can sponsor if you're still interested in sponsoring on the website. And, I mean, you could call the center directly always, stop in. We're very easy to find. We're just behind the water tower there in Fort Dodge. That's about it. I mean, it's not...
Mm-hmm. So again, that's going to be a great time coming up this Saturday night for the Fur Ball to help benefit the Almost Home Animal Shelter there in Fort Dodge. And see, Paul, if we can get some great turnout Saturday night.
Yeah, thank you very much, Pat.